وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخانا عرفان، بارك الله فيك. Okay, my dear brother, why some scholars they record the ضعيف حديث in their books? It's a very famous question in مصطلح الحديث. But the example that you mentioned is not correct. I will explain to you why. Look, يا أخي بارك الله فيك. The ulama, they record the ضعيف أحاديث in their books for many beneficial reasons. For example, this hadith, it could be not authentic from his way, the way that he wrote that book and he registered the book, the hadith in his book. But have another way authenticate the hadith. Means this hadith, this narration came authentic by a different way. So this imam, he know this hadith is authentic, but from his way is not authentic. So he wrote it from his way because this is what he got. Then when we read his hadith and we saw the other hadith in other books from a different way, we accept it from him also because in the end, the matn, the narration is authentic. Even if it comes by a weak way from the way of this imam. For example, hadith in Abi Dawood, Sunan Abi Dawood. This hadith from the way of Abu Dawood is not authentic. But Abu Dawood, he wrote it in his book because it came in the At-Tirmidhi, for example, from an authentic way. So, in the end, we accept this narration from At-Tirmidhi and from Abu Dawood, even though it came from a weak way from Abu Dawood, because in the end, the hadith is authentic. Example. Another benefit. Sometimes, it's true, the hadith is not authentic and being wrote in the book of the of this imam. And same thing, the hadith is not authentic in other book of other imam. But when you combine both ways, it will give you an authentic hadith because this one will support this one. This for another reason. Another reason, ya akhi, another benefit for lots of muhaddithin, like At-Tirmidhi rahmahullah ta'ala and others, for us, the weak hadith better than the opinion of people. Means for us, if there is no evidence to prove this mas'ala, we use the weak hadith. Better than use a human opinion that doesn't have any base. At least we have this base, even though the hadith is not authentic. يعني كان عندهم الحديث الضعيف أولى من قول الرجال. هذه عند جماعة من المحدثين. And other benefits, they count nearly 15 different benefits for the hadith ضعيف in the books of the ulama. This is the sum of it. بارك الله فيك. Regarding the example Imam Bukhari mentioned many ahadith in Adab al-Mufrad which is not in Sahih, you must understand. Because Sahih al-Bukhari, the condition, the sharat that al-Bukhari put for his ahadith is very high. Means we have a lot of authentic hadith that is not in Bukhari and is not in the condition of Bukhari. What I mean, al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote in his book the most high authentic, confirmed authentic ahadith. Have another ahadith that didn't reach to this level and it's authentic also. You understand? That's why in Adab al-Mufrad have a lot of ahadith which is authentic, not in Sahih al-Bukhari. Authenticated by al-Bukhari himself. Can you imagine? So not every hadith in Adab al-Mufrad not in Sahih al-Bukhari means not authentic. No. Have a lot of authentic ahadith in Adab al-Mufrad which is not in Bukhari. Authenticated by a lot of ulama, sometimes by al-Bukhari himself, rahimahullah ta'ala. بارك الله فيك.